Can we turn this morning to the Gospel of John chapter 1?
请我们一同的打开约翰福音第一章。
And we have this story of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在这里我们有关于耶稣的故事。
And John the Baptist went before.
那么施洗的约翰呢，在他以前就来了。
And he cried out, Behold the Lamb of God.
他在那里大喊说，看哪，神的羔羊。
The first time he cried,
第一次他大喊的时候，
It was in John chapter 1 and verse 29.
是记载在约翰福音第一章第二十九节。
Behold the Lamb of God,
看哪，神的羔羊。
Which takes away the sin of the world.
除去世人罪孽的。
So our purpose this morning,
所以今天早上我们的目的
is to behold Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God.
就是要看神的羔羊，耶稣基督。
So can we bow our head in a word of prayer?
请我们低头一同祷告。
Dear loving Father,
慈爱的天父，
we come this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉着耶稣基督的名来到你的面前。
We know Jesus Christ is risen from the dead.
我们知道耶稣基督从死里边复活了。
We can see Christ sitting at the right hand of the Father in heaven.
我们可以看到基督坐在父神的右边。
Oh Father, will you come and meet with us this morning?
天父啊，求你今天与我们同在。
We have gathered to see Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God.
我们今天一同的聚集，为要看神的羔羊耶稣基督。
Lord, will you please open our hearts to understand?
主啊，求你打开我们的心，好让我们能够明白。
We pray for our gospel friends.
我们为福音的朋友祷告。
Lord, will you open their heart to know the joy of salvation?
主啊，求你开他们的心，使他们知道救恩的喜乐。
Oh, will you speak to us out of your book?
主啊，求你借着你的书对我们讲话。
Lord, will you speak to us from heaven?
主啊，求你从天上对我们讲话。
As we pray in the name of Jesus Christ,
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名，阿门。
So let's read a portion from John chapter 1.
请我们一同读一段约翰福音第一章的记载。
Let's read from verse 34 to verse 40 together.
我们一同的读从三十四节一直到第三十节。
John chapter 1, verses 35 to 40.
我们从约翰福音的第一章从三十五节一直到第四十节。圣经说，在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他见耶稣行走，就说，看哪，这是神的羔羊。两个门徒听见他的话。
Oh, let's start again. You're not reading. Come on. You must read together so it goes into your heart.
所以弟兄，让我们一同的来开声读，这样读呢，就读到我们心里去了。
Let's begin at verse 34. Right up the back, I want to hear you too.
好，特别是后边的，我们也要听到你的声音。我们从三十四节开始一同的读，三十四节起，我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊。”两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么？”他们说：“拉比，在哪里住？”耶稣说：“你们来看。”他们就去看他在哪里住。这一天便与他同住，那时约有深正了。听见约翰的话，跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。
Now the Bible is God's book from heaven.
圣经是神从天上赐给我们的书。
This book is written so you can read it together and have understanding from heaven.
这个书写了是为要让我们读能够明白天上的事情。
Let me see your Bible. How many have a Bible today?
让我看看你们的圣经，今天都有
多少人
带圣经了？请
把你的圣经拿起来。
因为圣经是从天上神赐给我们的。
See, the best book to read is the Bible.
世界上最好的书就是圣经。
And we can read it together.
我们可以一同的读。
So here we have John telling us the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这里我们看见约翰给我们讲述耶稣基督的福音。
And he tells you the story of John the Baptist going before Jesus Christ.
这里我们看到约翰在耶稣基督出来以前就来到世上。
John wrote this gospel 30 or 50 years after Christ went to heaven.
那么约翰呢，写这个书是在主耶稣基督升天以后40到50年之间。
The gospel of John was written because men had forgotten the glory of Christ.
约翰记载耶稣基督的福音，因为很多的人已经忘记了神的荣耀。
Let's read John 1 verse 1.
我们一同的读约翰福音第一章第一节。
In the beginning was the Word.
太初有道。
The Word was with God.
道与神同在。
The Word was God.
道就是神。
Jesus Christ is the Word of God. He is the Creator.
耶稣基督是神的道，他是创造的神。
He was in the beginning with God.
他在太初就与神同在。
Verse 3, all things were made by him.
第三节说，万物都是借着他造的。
Now in verse 4,
那么第四节说，
in him was life.
生命在他里边。
If Christ came first,
如果基督是在前的，
and Christ made all living things.
那么基督创造了万有。
In him was life.
生命在他里边。
Our life comes from Christ.
我们的生命是从基督而来的。
And his life was the light of men.
那么他的生命就是人的光。
It's not just the animal life, it's the spiritual life with light and understanding.
这个不是一个动物的生命，这是一个属灵的生命，能够明白属灵的事。
Today you have life that came from Christ.
今天你要有从基督而来的生命。
You are alive.
你是有生命的。
But in verse 4, do you have the light that comes from Christ?
但是照四节所说的，
Is your spirit alive?
你是不是有从神而来的光，那个属灵的光。
Can you see the things of heaven?
你能看到天上的事吗？
Why has the Lord given this place together?
神为什么要给我们这个地方？
So we can have the light of Christ from heaven.
以至于我们能够看见基督从天上来的光。
Let's look at verse 5.
我们一同的看第五节。
The light shines in darkness.
光照在黑暗里。
The darkness did not overcome it.
但是黑暗却不能够胜过光。
This world is now a world of darkness.
这个世界是充满了黑暗的一个世界。
But here this morning, the light of Christ is shining.
那么今天基督的光已经照出来了。
The darkness cannot, is not stronger than the light.
那个黑暗没有那个光强。
This is how John begins.
这就是约翰福音的开始。
Then in verse 6 he begins with a man called John.
那么在第六节里边，这里又提到有一个人叫约翰。
This is God's wisdom.
这是神的智慧。
He said, before Christ can be seen, I want to send a witness.
那么就是在人们认识基督以前，神要先差一个见证人来。
Verse 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John.
第六节说，有一个人是从神那里差来的，他的名字叫约翰。
When God the Father wants to do something mighty,
当神要做一件大事的时候
He uses something small.
他要用一些个微小的事物
He uses men as a witness.
他用人来为他做一个见证人
Today, the church is his witness of things of heaven.
今天教会就是天上事情的见证人
The church is small and weak.But is a witness to the light of Christ.
这个教会又微小又软弱，但是它是天上事物，是基督的见证人。
Let's read verse 7 together.
我们一同的来读约翰一章第七节，我们一同的来读。这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。
So we have some new words.
这里我们有一些个单词。
John came for a witness.
这里呢，我们看见约翰来是为要做见证。
A witness has seen something and tells what they saw.
那么见证啊，就是说一个人他看见了一些事物，他要把他所看见的证明出来。
If you see a car accident, you are a witness.
如果你看见了一个撞车的车祸的事件
If you see a robbery, you are a witness.
你如果看到了有打劫的你就是一个见证人
If you see someone falling on the road, you are a witness.
你如果看见有人倒在街旁你就是一个见证人
And when the police come along, they will write down your words in their notebook.
所以当警察来的时候他要把你的话记录在他的本子上。
A witness is very valuable.
这个见证人是非常重要的。
I can read about something in the newspaper, but I'm not a witness.
我可以从报纸上读一些个新闻，但我不是见证人。
A witness must have seen and heard and be willing to speak.
这个见证人他必须是目睹这个事实的，而且他愿意把看见的事情说出来。
John was a witness.
约翰就是一个目击证人。
A witness of what?
是一个什么样的目击证人呢
？To be a witness of the light.
他是一个光的见证人。
See, it's the light of Christ.
这就是基督之光的见证人。
And what's the purpose of the witness?
那么这个见证的目的是什么呢？
That through this witness, all men might believe.
那么就是借着这个见证，人们都可以信。
Christ is the light.
基督是真光。
He made heaven and earth.
他创造了天地。
He wants to show himself to you.
他要把他自己启示给你。
But he does it in a weak way through a witness.
但是他借着一个非常软弱的一个见证人来介绍给你。
If Christ stood here this morning,
如果基督今天站在这里
His light is brighter than the light of the sun.
他的光比太阳的光还要强。
You would all believe.
你们都会相信的。
But the Lord says, No, I want to know your heart.
但是主说不，我想知道你的心如何。
He sends a witness.
他差来了一个见证人。
That you might believe on the testimony of the witness.
那么以至于人们能够借着见证人的见证可以相信。
所以 in verse 12,
我们看十二节。
This is the purpose of believing on the witness.
这就是让人相信这个见证的目的。
Let's read verse 12.
我们一同的读十一约翰福音一章的第十二节。凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
So Christ was the light.
基督是真光。
He was the light of men.
他是照亮人的光。
But he wants to give you the light of heaven in your heart.
但是他要把天上的那个光照在你的心里。
He says, I won't come first, I will send a witness.
他说我不是先来，我要先打发见证人来。
And those that believe the witness, I will give them something.
那些相信这些见证的， 我就要把一些东西赐给他们。
I will give them the light of life.
我要把生命的光赐给他们。
Today you have life.
今天你有生命。
We are born with life with no light.
我们生来就有一个没有光的生命。
You feel you are in darkness.
你有没有感觉你有时是在黑暗里？
You're not sure what to do.
你不知道自己该做什么。
You are troubled. How do I make this decision?
你非常的烦恼，不知道如何做决定。
I have got a big debt. How can I pay off all this money?
我欠了一大笔的债，我怎么还呢？
I'm so sick.How can I continue in my sickness?
我病成这个样子，我怎么继续往前呢？
We feel our life is darkness.
我们感受到我们的生活充满了黑暗。
We are born this way.
我们就是出生来就是这副样子的。
But what God wants to do is give us the life with light from heaven.
但是神要给我们的是从天上而来的生命的光。
Now in verse 12, if we believe in our heart,
约翰福音一章第十二节，如果我们从心里边相信，
He says, I will give you power.
他说我要给你能力。
Power to become a son of God.
就是成为神儿女的能力。
What is your life like?
你的生命
Do you like a son of God?
你活得像神的儿女吗？
Or you like everyone else?
你还是跟别的人活得一样。
A son of God is someone that is with God and God trusts and talks to.
神的儿子是神所信任的，神信任他，跟他说话。
God wants you to be a son and daughter of God.
神希望你成为他的儿女。
How? Verse 12.
十二节说，
To them who believe on his name.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人。
I want you to notice this word that says believe on.
我想让你知道信他名信靠这个字。
Most times we speak, we talk about believing in something.
很多的时候我们是说我们信一些个事情。
As we go on, to believe unto salvation is to believe on Jesus Christ.
我们说我们其实相信救恩就是信耶稣基督接待这个人。
So we'll speak about that again, but now listen to the story of John.
我们现在再来看约翰福音所记载的耶稣的事。
John came as a witness.
约翰作为一个目击证人来到地上。
Verse 19.
十九节说，
This is the record of John.
这就是约翰做的见证。
John came and preached repentance and forgiveness of sins.
约翰所来传的是悔改赦罪的道。
He did not preach in the cities.
他不是在城市里边讲道。
He went out into the country.
他是在乡间那里传讲。
He found the village people. The village people.
他是跟那些乡村的人一同的讲道。
The farmers,
就是那些农民。
The factory workers,
那些个工人。
He didn't go to the big city Jerusalem.
他不是到那个大城耶